The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A violent weekend in St. Louis City with multiple shootings.
At the Power of Two's Chris Renier is live downtown at police headquarters where he's been talking to authorities. Chris.
Where, John, these shootings leaving many people in the hospital. Detectives really going to have their hands full to start out this week. These shootings happened in different parts of the city, from North St. Louis to West City to just south of downtown. At this hour, I've been checking in with authorities here at police headquarters. No word on any connections between any of these shootings. Take a look at video from the latest shooting that police are investigating from overnight. Authorities responding to this scene a little after 2:30 in the morning. This shooting unfolding on the 2800 block of Hadley at St. Louis Avenue. That is in the old North St. Louis neighborhood of North City. This case being investigated as a first degree assault. Police telling us a male victim was shot multiple times, but we understand he was conscious and breathing when he was taken from the scene. Police not releasing details about what may have led to that shooting. Here are the latest figures we have now on the weekend shootings, including the one there on Hadley. Since Saturday afternoon, there have been at least 8 shootings in the city of St. Louis. That violence leaving 12 people in the hospital, including 3 teenagers. Homicide detectives have been called in for one of the shootings, although at this point, police still not confirming a death in that case. The incident took place at North Kings Highway and Aubert yesterday afternoon. 2 people were shot in that case, including one male who was shot in the chest. He was unconscious and not breathing at the scene, but at this point, police have not yet received an official update on his condition. What we do know this morning is there are no suspects in custody in connection with any of these weekend shootings. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Renier.
Thank you, Chris. It is 6:04 right now. Well, this morning, dozens of Washington University students are suspended after Israel-Hamas anti-war protests spread to the St. Louis area over the past weekend. Washington University confirms its police force arrested 100 people. The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live from the school and has all of the details.
Blair, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. The university confirming nearly 24 of those people arrested were students here at WashU, and we are also finding out they've been temporarily suspended. Among the other people campus police arrested, including some activists as well as faculty members. This was all in protest at the ongoing war in Gaza. We want to show you some video from over the weekend when this protest began erupting here on campus. Our partners at the Post-Dispatch obtaining letters sent out to the arrested student protesters informing them they've been temporarily suspended for taking part in the protest. This all happening right ahead of spring finals, too. These notices say, quote, effective immediately, you are no longer permitted on campus. According to the group Resist WashU, those students had just hours to move out of student housing. Green Party candidate for President Jill Stein was also among the people arrested on Saturday, and she said on News Nation that she plans to go to the ER and have a doctor look at injuries that she says she sustained while being arrested.
We were asked by students to come and participate and to stand with them as police really threatened them. There in that picture, you actually see us standing with some of the aldermen of St. Louis who are also taking the part of the students and their right to protest, their right to discuss and debate a very critical issue in American foreign policy right now, and their right, of free speech. So we were there, and basically the police charged us despite our efforts to de-escalate. They charged us with bicycles, and you'll see plenty of footage of that around the internet.
St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Megan Green and Alderwoman Alicia Sonier taking part in these protests over the weekend, too. The group Faculty for Justice in Palestine at WashU rebuked the university's actions, saying They are horrified by the violent use of force used against protesters. The university releasing a statement explaining their actions on Saturday night. It reads, "When the group began to set up a camp in violation of university policy, we made the decision to tell everyone present that they needed to leave. We arrested around 100 individuals who refused to leave after being asked multiple times. This number includes 23 WashU students and 4 university employees. All face charges of trespassing, and some may also be charged with resisting arrest and assault, including for injuries to 3 police officers who sustained injuries, including a severe concussion, a broken finger, and a groin injury." They went on to say the university is firmly committed to free expression, and they were enforcing campus policy. Reporting live here at Washington University this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you, Laura. 6:07 is your time right now. Well, today is the last day of spring classes at Columbia University, yet there are still pro-Palestinian protesters camped out on the New York campus. The school says it will not impose any campus lockdowns or carry out any mass evictions. School administrators say they're still negotiating with the protest organizers. Protests at other colleges continue across the country, including at UCLA and Northwestern.
Well, a person is dead following a multi-car crash last night on I-55 North at Merrimack Bottom Road. The Missouri Highway Patrol says the crash involved 3 vehicles. The cause, not yet released, and it did close part of the highway for some time.
Well, once again, burglars hit a popular West St. Louis restaurant. The owners of High Point Drive-In, they say a group of thieves smashed into the restaurant on McCausland. They say this break-in is the 4th. They've had in the past couple of years. The window will need to be fixed. They say the thieves, though, didn't get away with anything of real value. All the store's cash was in the safe, and they couldn't get into it. Police now looking for 4 or 5 people responsible.
Police are investigating a break-in at a liquor store in North County. It happened about 3:30 yesterday morning. One of the owners believes the burglars are the same people who broke into her store several months ago.
Same face mask, same height demeanor. But this time the officers were able to get fingerprints